Second Peter, chapter 1. From Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained the same precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, through whom is given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might share in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge tempera, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, love. Because if these things are in you and abound, they will cause you to neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, because if you do see things, you shall never fall, so that an entrance shall be abundantly ministered to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will not be negligent to always remin d you of these things, though you know them, and d are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle body, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Furthermore, I will seek to have you always remember these things after my death, because we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you would do well to take heed, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arises in our hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of an private interpretation, because the prophecy did not come in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit,